We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth, and today we're talking about Rotten Don Lemon. You know, or some rotten lemonade, because he called himself aiding black folks. And from my perspective, his aid is very rotten. Don Lemon was recently on Bill Maher's podcast, and he said he doesn't believe that there could be a rational black person that's MAGA, because MAGA is racist and full of lies. And I found the small portion of the interview I saw as fascinating. Fascinating in the hypocrisy of Mr. Lemon, or the stupidity of Mr. Lemon, or the naivety of Mr. Lemon, or whatever. You know, I mean, it's amazing that any other ethnic group, no one claims to be able to state what the preponderance of that group should believe. No one sits up there and say that all white people have to think this way. All Hispanic people have to think this way. All Asian people have to think this way. They don't even say that all black Africans have to think this way. But for some weird demonic mentality, all black, or as people like to call themselves, African Americans, that is, black Americans of African ancestry in these here United States of America, are supposed to think in a monolithic one brain way. And then you always get these gatekeepers that come out and complain when some of us reject the programming. All of them seem to have this weird mentality, or the programming, or paid, or whatever. I don't know. That we are a monolith. We are of one mind. We're like the Borg. We're all assimilated. And to resist is futile. And so we have to just think in a collective, you know, just like the Borg in Star Trek Next Generation. You know, and if you're a black person who has separated himself or herself from the collective, then you're just like a cult member that has left the hive, and therefore you're anathema. It's the craziest thing in the world. There's not supposed to be any independent thought. rational reasoning on an individual level. We're not supposed to look at the history. We're not supposed to look at past events or how Black Americans have either progressed or regressed under Democrat influence. We're not supposed to look at anything. We're not even supposed to look. We're supposed to think one way. We're supposed to act one way. We're supposed to vote one way. And if you don't, then they stigmatize you. Now, white Americans, by and large, have been stigmatized for wearing a MAGA hat, Make America Great. I mean, it's amazing. The phraseology itself, Make America Great Again, has been turned into worship the devil and the devil's servant. When by nature, all it is talking about make America great. Let's do what we can to improve our nation. But a Black person, an African American, as they like to say, is never under any circumstances supposed to think like that. We are supposed to be straight Democrat line thinking. Nothing else. Nothing else is acceptable. I had certain people that I thought were friends. Knew for many years. We go out to dinner together, go over to each other's house, go to church together, socialize, spend time with, let our children spend time together. Had great times with some of these people. But the moment they found out that I was a Donald Trump supporter, many of them abandoned me. Many of them rejected me. Many of them would not talk to me anymore. It was just like a Jehovah Witness that got disfellowshipped. You know, when they kicked them out for wrongdoing or whatever, they can't talk to anybody. The only people you would probably be able to talk to if you're one of them is the folks in your household. And that's under limited circumstances. You know, friends or people who I thought were friends wouldn't even give me the time of day or the courtesy to discuss the situation with me. That's how deep the programming is. So my choice, the only choice they've offered me is to come back into the collective, is to renounce any conservative or Republican mentality, especially Donald Trump, and to think like them. And then maybe, just maybe, they would accept me in. I've had people online that have told me all kinds of nasty things, or called me all kinds of nasty things, or told me how stupid I was. And then they would block me, so I couldn't respond. People I grew up with online, you know, and even when I tried to call them personally, they wouldn't talk to me. Because all of a sudden, Sam is evil because he doesn't think like everybody else does. I sit over there and look at history. I've always loved history. I'm a history buff. You know, World War II, the Civil War, early American history, ancient Israeli history, whatever. I like history. So once I start looking at the history of the Democrat Party, once I start looking at the situation that Black Americans found themselves in, because, you know, when I was growing up, everybody was talking about the man is holding me down. The man is holding me back. You know, the white man is the white man that. But they was always voting for the white man. You know, and, you know, but there was a Democrat line. I remember I'd go over people's houses and they'd have like three pictures up there. You would think it's the Holy Trinity. It would be JFK, MLK, and RFK on their wall. No context, no nothing, but the subliminal thinking. These are the people that you're supposed to emulate, that you're supposed to adhere to thinking, or their ideology is what you're supposed to ingrain in yourself, and you vote that straight Democrat line. But like I said, I was a history buff. Once I started looking at history and I started looking at slavery, and by the way, the more I looked into slavery, I seen it was a universal phenomenon throughout the whole world. I even had a friend once that told me, oh, before the white man came here from the Nina de Pinta to Santa Maria or the Mayflower or whatever, all the Indians, you know, they lived harmoniously and they were in love with each other and it was just peace and all this stuff. Hell, they were killing each other just like everybody else, killing each other, taking each other's land, raping each other's women, taking over whoever the strongest was, you know, and making slaves out of these people. Many black folks don't realize that when the South owned black slaves before the Emancipation Proclamation in 1865, the end of the Civil War.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's C-A-R-G-U-R. US.com, cargurus.com.
Even at the end of the Civil War, the United States had to make treaties with Indian tribes to get black slaves released that were slaves of the Indians. Yeah, Indians had black slaves too. But slavery went out through all the world. All the world. The Greeks, the Romans, the Germans, anybody at one time or another owned slaves. And right now, here in the year 2025, there are more slaves in the continent of Africa than any place else. And by the way, all these black folks in America that love to call themselves African-American, they cannot figure out exactly where their ancestry originated from Africa, but love Africa so much, and but at the same time want to get, what do you call that mess? Not reconstitution. I can't even think of the word right now. Money from the United States government because of slavery. Don't even understand the fact that the European and the Arabian slave trade would have never took off if it wasn't for Africans capturing other Africans and selling it to them. Yes, Africans capturing other Africans so they can take their land just like people have done all over the world. Nothing changes. Just the same people in the same mess. There's always people that want to get power at the price of someone else's power. It's only the United States of America that stopped the slave trade in our nation with the shedding of over 600,000 people at the cost of blood. That's what we did. That is reparations for those that are looking for the money. The reparations was paid for in blood. And so to think that the United States is unique is foolishness and ignorance. And to think that it's the Democrat Party that cares about black people is stupidity, because it was the Democrat Party that was a party of slavery. The Democrat Party was the one that started the Civil War because of the idea that they want to keep slavery. And when they lost the Civil War, they created the KKK to keep black folks in line. They created the Jim Crow laws in the South, the separation, separate but equal nonsense, that black folks have to step off the sidewalk and don't look in the face of a white person, you know, and all this kind of stuff. This is the Democrat Party, not Republicans. And not Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, any honest person that hasn't allowed their mind to be infected with the mainstream media lies and all the propaganda pushed by the gatekeepers. All they have to do is think about this. Donald Trump had a number one rated TV series, I believe, for like 11 years on NBC, a station now that constantly talks about him in a negative term. If he is the racist bigot that all the mainstream media is claiming he is, why didn't they tell us about that a long time ago? And why did they allow him to have a television show? Certainly, they had to know. But yet, this is the same Donald Trump that helped finance Jesse Jackson's run for the presidency. The same Donald Trump that lent money to Al Sharpton to help him get his National Action Network going. The same Donald Trump that gave awards to all kinds of people. You can go online and see pictures of him and Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali. You name the credible black person for 2016, and you can see Donald Trump and him or her in a photo together. That's true. So either the media was lying to us before or they're lying to us now. I say they're lying to us now. There's not a shred of evidence that he was xenophobic, racist, or any of this nonsense. This is all propaganda to keep people on the plantation and to keep the swamp intact. Now, the swamp, many of these presidential candidates throughout the years, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they didn't just get up there on their personality and their gift of gab. If that was the case, Kamala would have never set foot in the White House. And Joe, well, everybody said that Joe was kind of slow before he was senile. No, people were anointed to run in many cases, and then they were given support, financial support, by big donors. During Trump's first run in 2016, he was his primary donor. He came in with a pledge to drain the swamp, to make a change in Washington. He wasn't beholden to anyone. That is dangerous. Because we've had politicians for many years promising what they were going to do when they get in their office. Obama made promises. Clinton made promises. Bush's one and two made promises. Carter made promises. Nixon, Reagan, Carter. Well, Carter had me in gas lines. Reagan did present or produce the greatest economy we had prior to Donald Trump, who before the pandemic or plandemic had an even greater economy. The media won't talk about that. And people whose pride and prejudice keeps them from thinking or allowing them to even consider that. He did more for black people than any previous president outside of Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. We had the greatest economy of my lifetime, bar none. You know, I always said that if he's a racist, black folks did way better under this racist than they ever did under folks that cared about him, including Obama. But we have a society that doesn't think now. And then we'll get someone like Don Lemon, this sodomite, this effeminate man, to sit over here and say that MAGA people are irrational. Let's look at part of this interview that he had with Bill Maher. And let's break this thing apart a little bit.
I don't think it's that. I think when people do that, it's the shortest line to the front of either promotion, in whatever sense it is. It could be promoting a product, it could be promoting themselves, and you are doing something that is out of the box to get attention just for the sake of getting attention, or just for the sake of pure ambition. Where if the same thing that when I see, not all black Republicans, but when I see a black MAGA person who is carrying Donald Trump's water and they know that he's lying, it is the shortest line to the front. Because if you're black and you're whatever, you're just in line with a bunch of other Democrats that are doing the same thing that you're doing. But if you become a black MAGA person, it's like, whoa, let's book this person, let's put him on television.
So you don't think you can be a sincere black MAGA person?
I think there can be sincere Republicans.
But you can't be a sincere black Republican?
I don't think that you can be a rational MAGA, be black and be a rational MAGA person. I think you can be black and be a Republican.
I think they would find that very insulting.
Yeah, that is very insulting. Extremely insulting. I don't think you can be a rational man and stick your penis up another man's anus. But that's here nor there. I don't think you can be a rational man and submit yourself to the Democratic Party since LBJ's Great Society and watch the evisceration of black society. You know, there was a time when Don Lemon was talking about how black boys, I believe, can improve. You know, stay in school, don't get married until they're a certain age, don't have children before out of wedlock. But, you know, I don't think he talked about avoiding the kind of lifestyle that he has chosen, a lifestyle that would not help promote more black babies. And I don't think he talked about the fact that percentage-wise, there's more black babies destroyed in the womb via abortion than there are anyone else. Blacks make up 12 to 13% of the population, and we make at least 35% of the abortions, if not more. In New York City, I think black abortions outdo white and Hispanic abortions combined. He's talking about irrational. Irrational. I mean, he's living a lifestyle that if he's really call himself wanting to help black men is irrational. He want to feminize black men so we can be kissing other men?
Well, I mean, the truth is often insulting.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that because there are cases to be made that they're making. I never would go all the way to Donald Trump because he does not concede elections. That's my biggest issue with him.
Let me stop here with Bill Maher for a second. I think Bill Maher is going through somewhat of an evolution. Maybe it's a slow process. It was a slow process to get me out of the Democrat plantation. You know, when I decided to get serious with my walk with God, that's what motivated me to look seriously in the political world and my vote. And when I saw that many of the things the Democrat Party stood for, God stood against, and I had to figure that thing out because it didn't make much sense. Now, Bill Maher sees that many of the policies of the Democrat Party are just ridiculous. But he stood up here and stated something significant. He said his whole problem with Donald Trump is him not accepting the results of the election, which means he didn't have a problem with his policies, I assume. I still don't believe Donald Trump lost the 2000 election. Prior to the 2000 election, no presidential candidate received more votes on their second run than they did on their first. And I'm talking about presidential candidates that went for a second term. They won a second term, but they won the second term with less votes. Donald Trump had significantly more votes on his second term than he did on his first. Joe Biden didn't do any politicizing. I mean, if you look back at that thing, when did he ever hold a rally? You know, they had four or five people in circles in a parking lot. I went to Trump rallies. There were always people standing outside trying to get in. And that was a situation where we went to bed at night and Trump's ahead everywhere. But, it, you know, instead of them calling the election, they shut it down until in the morning. And then all of a sudden, boom, in the morning, Joe's way ahead. So if you don't think it was shenanigans going on, okay, that's your right. I think it was obviously shenanigans going on. But the main proof is the presidency. We are in far worse shape now than what we were before Trump got into office under Biden. After Obama. And we weren't doing great then. So Marr, being a lifelong liberal, probably can't come out and say what he's really thinking, or maybe he's just moving a little bit with increment baby steps away from the precipice.
So like the Republican types who think, oh, someday Bill Maher's going to, no, Bill Maher's always going to be where Bill Maher has always been. If you change enough, like, yeah, you're going in the wrong direction. But, you know, I think 20% of black men voted for Trump.
Well, I think that that's okay that 20% of black men voted for Trump.
Can't they just think differently? Can't people just
be uninformed?
Have different... It's not just like you're informed about everything. Like you don't think anything
I don't think you're hearing me. I said that I believe that black people can be Republicans. Remember, there were lots of Republicans. Frederick Douglass.
It was different in those eras.
It was different. I was a Republican, by the way. But I started as a Republican.
Is that right?
Yes. But so I think that a lot of what MAGA does is irrational, and it's often based in lies, and it's not factual. It's people that you said you don't like, people who deny elections, who deny insurrections, or whatever. Right. So that's the MAGA party. That is the MAGA party. I'm not saying that's real.
So lies deny the MAGA party. Okay. Obama was going to bring people together. Did he bring people together? Joe was talking about bringing people together. What about the Build Back Better, Don? What was Built Back Better? What about the Inflation Reduction Act? Did it reduce inflation? What do we get for all this stuff? I remember when Obama was president and he had some kind of infrastructure bill. The only thing that I recall ever getting built was some solar panels over in parking lots and schools and on some roofs. Joe, I don't know what they did with the money. I know that we've been reading recently that Doge has been finding all kinds of money going to all kinds of weird places. And, you know, I don't know who, and I assume this has been going on even when Trump was president, that we can get a Social Security Administration that's got people, that more people on Social Security than our citizens are alive. Definitely alive if you're counting payments to somebody that's over 200 years old. So you're talking about built on lies? Built on lies. Think about it, Don. Mayorkas and Kamala Harris and Joe said the border was secured. And then finally, we get to the point where they have to say, okay, we need a new bill in order to save the border. When they couldn't hide the fact that multiple millions of people have been let in this country. But we can't do anything until we get a new bill. And what happened? Trump got in office and to shut the border down. You talking about lies? lies, where we have a society now where they got men putting on dresses. You know, you don't have one on. I don't know what you do all the time, but you don't have one on in this interview. Men putting on dresses and demanding that we call them women. There was a law put in Washington and New York City years ago. I think that was under the Obama administration time, where a business could be charged $25,000 fine if they misgendered a person. You're telling people to go against their constitutional right of freedom of speech, to go against God's commandment by lying and claiming, oh, yes, yes, Miss Jones, when you know this dude got an Adam apple and a beard down to his neck. Or what about that fellow, that cross-dressing luggage thief that Joe hired, that bald-head freak that was in charge of nuclear waste? What about that? Looking at that person is a lie. Give me a break.
All Republican.
Now, look.
So for a person of color, a black person, to, you know, lend their, to believe, you know, in that when it is based in irrationality and a lot of it is based in racism, for me, I have lots of questions about that. I don't question black Republicans.
I'm going to let them.
Black people have been at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder ever since they submitted themselves to the welfare state. LBJ's Great Society that was supposed to end poverty, that was supposed to lift up people. The black two-parent family household was 75%, which Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a Democrat, said was in danger of destruction. He called hell from everybody. Democrats, Republicans, the so-called civil rights leaders at the time. Today, the black two-parent family household is like 27%. Give me a break, Don Lemon. And your lifestyle is not helping it improve. When you could be married to a woman and procreating, you're sitting around here playing whatever you guys call it with a man. And you have the audacity to claim that, or to think you can sit over there and discuss what black folks should be doing, black men, and black MAGA men at that.
I mean, do you talk to people like that? Mm-hmm. Like, I had Byron Donalds on my show.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got to my office today, and there was a lovely pin that he had sent me. It had his name on it, an American Eagle, and, you know. Yeah. I like Byron. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I just can't live in this country where I hate half the people who, yes, think fundamentally differently about a lot of things. I've said this here before. We have to be able to get to this point where you can say to somebody who you agree with A, B, C, D, but E, whoa. How could they believe in E if we both believe in A, B, C, and D? And it is a conundrum, but it does happen in human nature.
Well, you just
have to be able to go, okay, We have different upbringings, different influences in our life, different, I don't know, metabolism, different, just, we're just different. Yeah. And we come to different conclusions.
I understand that, Bill.
And you can't be so...
But it doesn't mean, because I can see what is happening and I live in reality, it doesn't mean that I hate anyone. I don't hate anyone. I don't hate Donald Trump. I don't hate MAGA.
Right.
Right? But I understand that MAGA is based on... you were not born in this country. MAGA is based on Mexicans are rapists. MAGA is based on Donald Trump did not inspire an election. MAGA is based on Donald Trump didn't try to overturn an election. MAGA is based on Donald Trump. They don't believe that he was found guilty in a court of law. So they're built. It's built on lies. So that's why I question that, to understand.
Donald Trump did not say those things about Mexicans. Donald Trump was talking about these countries are giving us their worst. Whether it's Mexico, whether it's Venezuela, wherever the heck it is, the Congo, it doesn't matter. That they're sending us their worst. And that's exactly what they did. They were sending us folks that didn't belong here. You know, and you know, if you would have us to live with 20 or 30, probably another 10 million more illegals. You would have us paying for people that don't belong here indefinitely, forever. Because somebody like you, a rich person that I don't know if you know your gender or what. I don't know what you think, you know, from that perspective. You would have us to just accept the status quo. The country going bankrupt, make no provisions for our children or grandchildren. You probably don't have any because you obviously don't believe in making babies. And I would respectfully hope that you and this person that you call your spouse don't adopt any. But you know, MAGA is based on this. MAGA is based on that. MAGA is based on not one good thing that MAGA has done. MAGA has given us the greatest economy in our lifetime. MAGA has made black folks more money than they were before as a whole when he was in office the first time. MAGA was lifting up this country, making us energy efficient, where we didn't have to go around begging countries for oil. MAGA had no inflation the first time around. Everybody benefited, including you, Don. You know, and now when, you know, you said he's xenophobic and he's homophobic, he don't like women and all this stuff. He's got all kinds of women in his administration. His chief of staff is a woman. His press secretary is a woman. And it's not that he hates folks from other lands. He just doesn't want folks from other lands coming over here when they're not supposed to, when other people are waiting in line, or he doesn't want other lands taking advantage of us. Donald Trump did what he said he was going to do the first time around. And unlike most politicians I've dealt with in my lifetime, is a man that attempts to do exactly what he says he's going to do. You know, the lies that he's going to rustle up people and black people and put them back in slavery and all this kind of nonsense, you know, and the fear-mongering that is generated. Oh, he's white supremacist. I remember when they said that Larry Elder was the black face of white supremacy. Show you how the Democrats act, how racist and insensitive they are. They're even racist and insensitive when they call themselves complimenting people. I remember some white reporter, I wish I knew his name, I can't remember right now, that he said that he thought Obama was going to be a great president because of the crease in his pants. It's nonsense. If you cared about black people, Don Lemon, you care about the fact that we don't have school choice without this nation, and black children are not even learning. Like in, I believe the last report I read in Baltimore, and it's what, in the elementary school, there was nobody proficient in grade level math, and folks can't read. But that's the Democrat Party run. Democrat Party is in charge of the school boards, the teachers union. You would have us dumb, stupid, ignorant, sitting around letting our kids be subject to drag queen story hour so they can possibly end up like you. It makes no sense to me. MAGA is not the problem. The problem is ignorance, stupidity, and people listening to people like you without a rebuttal. I just gave a rebuttal. Now, you or anybody like you want to discuss it, what I just had to say, let me know. We can talk about it live and on air. I don't care. You know, the fact of it is, if you really care about Black people, you want them to have school choice, you want them to have the ability to think independently, to make their own decisions, just like you made yours, Don. Not to think monolithically, not to think like in the Borg, that don't think and be a part of the collective, but to be an individual that can think individually and make their own decisions and be man enough or woman enough to stand up to it and not be afraid of what anybody thinks, as long as what you think is rational, but at the same time, be willing to defend it. I'm willing to defend it. You should be a man, Don. And you should reconsider your lifestyle. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.